This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Quiz Show Mastermind is back on SBS tonight with a brand new season and a brand new quiz master. It's Walkley Award winner Mark Fennell. Now, Mark is no stranger to our screens and our ears as host of The Feed and also the ABC podcast Stuff the British Stole. Mark can now add to his resume a visit to Hope Breakfast. Good morning to you, Mark.
Hello, how are you? And I want to say a very specific thank you to my mum, who is one of the most committed listeners of your show.
Oh, really?
Yes, absolutely.
That's good. I hope you listen from time to time too, Mark, right?
Yes, definitely. In fact, I heard, actually, I was listening the other day, in part because I was in the car with my mum. Please don't think this is like a totally mum-centric conversation. But you have a lovely warmth to you.
Oh, Mark, that means a lot. That means a lot. I've got an issue here now because you're a quiz master, which means, you know, you can't be too friendly anymore.
Well, it's funny. So Mastermind is an interesting show. It's been around since for like four decades. And the origin of it is that if you've ever seen it, it's a very serious looking show. And there's a very good reason for that, because the guy who created it, he was interrogated by the Gestapo, and he did what everybody does when you're interrogated by the Gestapo. He turned it into a quiz show. And so that's where the very serious spotlight comes from, the dark room. It's all built out of his experience. And obviously it's grown and changed over the years. And so when they asked me to take over the show, I did kind of have to explain to them, like, I'm not a terribly intimidating person. And so they're like, no, we're aware of that, Mark. And I said to them, look, when the person comes out and they sit in the chair, there is a moment, and they bring a specialist subject that they're quizzed on. And they bring with them, in effect, what they're bringing with them is the thing that they love more than anything. And that's actually the part of the show I enjoy most, which is working out, why have you picked this specialist subject? What is it about it that you love? Because, you know, there's this idea out there that, you know, being a nerd is like a pejorative term, that, like, you know, we're not supposed to like being nerds. But I have a theory that everybody is a nerd about something. Like, everybody has a one thing that they love more than anything. And what I love about this show is that people are, in effect, rocking up, and they're presenting you with, like, this is this thing that I reckon I know better than anyone. And then the light's on and we test just how much they love that thing. And I love that exchange. So I'm as I say to the contenders when they come on the show is scary. I am not. But then when the lights are on and the counter's on, it's just you and the questions, and how well you do is up to you.
Well, that's the thing about this show, is it's such a simple format. It's so simple. And it's you asking questions of someone in front of you with, there's this sitting in a chair with a spotlight. That's all it is.
Yeah. There's a lot of dramatic lights in between that.
Yes,
there's a lot
true.
Of dramatic lights when they're walking down. And that's the bit that we often end up having to redo, because the lights don't fire at the exact same time. We edit all that stuff out. But I mean, the reality is once the questions start, you got 2 minutes on your special subject and then 90 seconds on general knowledge, which often is where people come a cropper, because, you know, you can study deeply on the thing that you love, but when it enters general knowledge, or indeed on the Fridays, on the weekly finals, we have a thing called slow burn. And that's where the game, as they say in television, completely changes. And I love seeing the reversals of fortune. You know, people that come in who are really confident, really cocky, can have it completely fall apart on them. People who come in quite nervous, being not too sure that they're going to do well, suddenly end up on top of the pile. It completely changes. And as the quiz master, it's like equal parts fun to watch people succeed. And there are moments where you do actually just want to give people a hug, and then you realize COVID restrictions actually prevent you from doing that. So it's a surprisingly, for something that is such a sparse format, I find it quite emotional. But I'm just emotional that way, though.
You are, which shows the right fit. I've just read a book about the game show Jeopardy, and the fact that Alex Trebek hosted that show for more than 30 years, and how hard it is to replace someone like that.
Mm.
And I'm curious to ask you whether, you know, as you prepared for this role as being a quiz show host, you know, looking at people, did you look at others who have done this before and try and learn from what they've done?
Yes, and I'd say one thing that did strike me is that it's about tone management. It's a really, really sexy term, tone management. But I can be quite warm and friendly with people, but then there's a thing that I do, and if you watch the show when it starts, you'll hear, your time starts now. And I use that to kind of get into a lower register. So the questions are, and everything around you, the music's very serious, and you sort of got to manage going from, hey, I want you to be the best you can be on TV. I want people, because, you know, the star of any quiz show isn't me or the lights. The star has to be the contenders. And so you have to draw out of them, the audience at home, you guys have to be able to watch and go, I want that person to win, or I want that person to lose, whatever it is. And but then you need to kind of exit that personality and enter a sort of almost a, not quite robotic, but something that has no passion to it. And I'm just giving you as many questions as you can answer and hear in the time allotted. So I'll, it's about managing that. And so I spent a lot of time actually watching Mark Humphreys, who hosted Pointless. And Mark is a lovely guy and I've known him for many years, but he did a lovely job of kind of managing the tone of it. And it's funny, like with Jeopardy, I was actually an answer to Jeopardy last year.
I saw that, yes.
And I think the reason Alex Trebek is clearly irreplaceable. There'll be a successor, no doubt, but not a replacement, is that the show is as much his personality, and he was warm and curious and was in the game. You know, when he would present questions is not quite the right way of framing it, but when he would present challenges to the contestants, you could see he was in it. He was genuinely interested to see how they would do. And I think that is the heart of it. Like, the audience have to be in with you in the moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. I love that you have learned to alter your voice because you're so bright and cheery, but then you have to put on the deep, serious voice. You've done so much broadcasting for so long on, you know, radio, podcast, TV. That must be a fun experience for you to do that.
It's a totally different... I think the trick is to... I was about to say it's a totally different character, but actually the trick is that it isn't. The trick is you've got to find different parts of... Because if you start playing game show host, then I think people feel how fake it is. I'm still me. I'm as the same me that you'll see on the feed, that you'll see here in, you know, Stuff the British Style. I'm still me, but you're emphasising different parts of you to suit the moment, if that makes sense. So to suit the seriousness of the questions, or to suit the fun of a contender who, you know, has great banter. You've got to change to get the best out of the moment, if that makes sense. So, yeah, I put a surprisingly large amount of thought into it. Who knew?
That's good. Little did I know that Georgia, my producer, asked me a few days ago about if I was to be on Mastermind, what would be my specialist topic? And I said to her, oh, probably Round the Twist, the 90s TV show. Little did I know, though, that she's given you some questions.
She has indeed. Now, there is a format to this that you will need to follow. First and foremost, I need you to look as scared as humanly possible.
Okay.
Just pretend I'm intimidating. And we start every round like this. Your name.
Sam Robinson.
Occupation.
Radio announcer.
And your specialist subject.
Round the Twist.
All right. Sam, are you ready?
I am really nervous, I've got to say.
Good. Maintain that level of intensity. Sam, your time starts now. What is the name of the actor who played Bronson Twist in season 2?
Jeffrey Walker.
Correct. How many episodes are there in each season of Round the Twist?
13.
Correct. What cast member provided the vocals for the Round the Twist theme?
Tamsin West.
Correct.
Who played Linda.
That's right, but was recast after season 1. Fun fact. What is the name of the episode in which Bronson finally discovers the source behind the eerie music coming from the lighthouse?
Lighthouse Blues.
Correct. On what TV channel did Round the Twist first appear on in April 1990?
Channel 7.
No. The correct answer is the BBC. So fun fact, actually, it actually premiered in the UK on the BBC in April. Didn't come to Channel 7 until August of that year.
Aha. Uh-huh.
There you go. Sam, you have no passes and 4 points. Well done. You may now make your way back to the other chair and through the magic of radio, assume he's walking back to the scary chair.
The lights come up again.
The lights have come up.
So I did okay.
You did. You've made it through the next round. Well done.
That's good. Because it's funny, though, I think about how the contestants must feel. I was a contestant on Pointless, so I've done a game show before.
Ah.
However, sitting under that spotlight with the rest of the nation on show about how much you know your topic, that's more scary, I think, than standing behind a podium with someone else on kind of more trivial topics.
Absolutely. And I think that's something that happens all the time. People walk in and you can know your topic as well as anybody, but you walk in and there is something about the environment that is quite scary. So I did Mastermind as a celebrity contender a year ago, and the TV studio we shoot in, I've literally grown up in. I've been shooting in that studio on and off since I was a teenager, and even then, sitting in that chair, because what you don't realize is when they've got the spotlight on you, the entire studio is black. You can't see the cameras. All you can see is the person asking questions. And I'm like, oh, I get it. I get why this is terrifying. And my special subject was Star Trek The Next Generation. And I thought I did okay. But then when I hit that general knowledge round, it was embarrassing. I've watched the footage back and I feel shame, so much shame. But I will say that if anyone's considering applying, please do, because it is fun. Like, we make it fun. When the questions are on, there's no one there to help you. You're on your own. But in between the rounds, it's really important that everyone has a good time because, hey, it's meant to be a great celebration of just how nerdy you actually are.
Yeah, well, test yourself tonight on SBS, 6 p.m. Mastermind is back with new host, new quiz master, I should say, Mark Fennell. Thanks for taking the time to step out of a busy day to join me on Hope Breakfast, mate.
Sam, it was such a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.